Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and today we have to kind of refigure life, because I always knew that the third trimester of my pregnancy was going to get a little harder, but the way it has hit me the past 2 weeks, plus I did my 3-hour glucose test yesterday, like, I'm not well. And when I'm well, I'm like, oh my God, I love to be in the moment. I love to record my podcast in the moment because we're off. Authentic girls. And then I haven't been late on a podcast in so long, and now here we are, we're motherfucking late, and we don't like that, you know what I mean? We are better than that, and so we need to reevaluate our lives together. But first, obviously, let's start off on a high note. Let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week is that, honestly, I feel like relieved, because I feel like this week flew by. It literally just went like in the snap of your fingers. You know, when you have one of those weeks where you're like, oh my God, wow, that was like really quick, and I kind of got stuff done and I kind of felt good. Like, it was just easy. It was just like quick snaps, snip, snoop, snap. Done. And like, good things happened all week, in a sense of I was super aware of it and was just trying to calm myself down and actually do things to relax my nervous system, and was able to just like fall asleep and stay sane. Like, and I knew if I wasn't feeling well, I would have to get out of the house. So I spent a lot of time with like going to my family's house this week, because I wanted to see like the dogs, and all my siblings are in town, which is really, really fun. And I was just, I feel like I was a little bit more calm and present, which is what we're really trying to work on, especially in this third trimester, because I did start feeling like, as much as you guys know, like one of my toxic traits is just waiting for the future thing to happen, just planning for the future thing to happen. And of course, it's great to be excited, which we all are, about things that are exciting in the future. But I started realizing, like, I do have evidence in my life that once I get to the thing that I'm excited about, I'm either on to the next thing. Like, I barely even enjoy it. I'm like, okay, check, done, on to the next. And it's like big things. Like, I remember when I first started my career in LA, it was like, okay, I want to book this role, or I want to do this job. And I would get it and I would not even enjoy it and just kind of be like, okay, what's next? And I had that reminder in my head of, because a few of my friends actually delivered their babies this week, and I was so excited for them, like so happy, just like everyone's like just so blessed, everyone's healthy, like thank God. I had the thought of like, I definitely need to be more present, because as much as I'm jealous of them that they're like done with being pregnant and like have their babies, I had that little voice in my head think, okay, what's next? And then it's like, yo, this is a baby. It's like, what's next is like they just grow and they go through all these different milestones, and like you're just in it for the long haul. You know what I mean? But I did have that thought of like, okay, wait, once I'm done with my pregnancy and I have my baby, like what's next for me? And I was like, whoa, that is so toxic. Like, that is not okay. You do that when I think you feel like you have to be perfect and accomplish things. And it's not the way to live, especially like with a personal kind of excitement. It's easy to kind of write it off when it's work and be like, well, I have to be more successful and I have to do this and accomplish that. But like, this is real life, right? It's almost, I think, a really great way to relate to it is in relationships. It's like when you finally get them to be your boyfriend and you're like, okay, well, now I need to get them to say I love you. Then they do. And you're like, okay, well, what's next? Like, when are we going to move in together? When are we going to get engaged? And like, you just get so ahead of yourself that you're not even enjoying the relationship. And like, that's like sometimes how, maybe even for me or for like I've seen friends, like that's how you push them away, right? Because like you're done being present, you're done being in the moment, and you're just like, what's next, go through the list, check it off. So that's why this week my best mood is like it just went by really fast because I was just doing things and I was just living my life. And yes, I had mild anxiety and like a little bit of like stress, whatever, but I look at it and I'm like, okay, we had a good realization of the whole what's next thing. And we did a good job of just kind of like self-regulating and getting through the week without just getting so freaked out about the future. My worst mood this week is because, God forbid, we like live in the gray area and do a little bit of everything. Like, let's be hard on ourselves, right? My worst mood this week is honestly just like I didn't get anything really done that I needed to get done. Because I either was kind of just being present and like living life, which sounds like a Kardashian talking, and it was fine. But then I was also just not feeling well. So I had this thought of like, okay, this week has a lot less on the calendar, right? And I ended up not being able to do two of my pre-recordings for my podcast because I was sick one day and then a friend was sick the other day. On the other times, I was like, well, this would be a good time to start organizing for the move of what are we donating, what are we packing, and what do we just need to either put on Facebook Marketplace or what's just like literally trash because I'm that disgusting, honestly. And the thought was there. We thought about it. We thought that maybe we were gonna do it. But I will say, like, I wasn't feeling 100% this week. It's like, I don't know if I ever described the full feeling that I've been dealing with, but it's basically like, I assume it's what it feels like when your blood sugar drops or whatever, or like when you feel like you're gonna faint because you're really dehydrated. It's like, it's almost like when you stand up and you feel all like the blood like rush out of your body. You know what I mean? Like downward or whatever. And you, it's not that I get like super lightheaded. It's that like my limbs feel like really, really weak. And it's like really, then I have to like kind of stop. And I don't fully feel like I'm going to pass out, but I definitely feel like I need to like sit down and like gather myself. It's so, so annoying. So then when you kind of put in this whole like physical move, it's really hard to be like, okay, like I'm just going to go, because I feel like this exhaustion is starting to hit me. Plus the what I'm calling blood sugar thing. And so I'm really not getting shit done. And I really want to do my part because one of the things that I think makes me really sad sometimes about pregnancy is I feel like I'm not being as good of a partner as I can be. And I know it's not my fault. And I know that my boyfriend doesn't feel this way, but it's just, don't you ever feel guilty like when you're sick or you're maybe going through something that's causing you a lot of stress or anxiety, like affecting like your mood so much that it changes your personality that you need to be like taken care of, and then you're not doing like your normal things, like you're not doing your part in your relationship, which like isn't true. It's just like a narrative we tell ourselves. But it's like if he's cleaning all the time and then he's gonna do most of the move and he's making sure I'm okay and taking care of me, then I just start to feel like guilty of, okay, well, what am I doing? Like, what am I bringing to this relationship? Which is dumb because in reality, like I'm creating our child, right? So logically, we know that like we're allowed to go through things and we're allowed to, you know, sometimes be the one that is kind of on the lower end and the other partner is like lifting you up, because you're never going to be like fully equal, right? Life throws different things at different times and you have to be able to support each other during that. So I'm super aware of that logically, but you still feel that like ping of guilt. And so when I'm not feeling well this week, but I'm trying to be present and I'm having a nice time, it's like I'm happy that I'm doing that. But then I look at my apartment and I'm like, oh, like what did I do? while he was gone. So I like cleaned a lot, not like a lot, but like I really cleaned up the apartment, did like the sheets and everything so that like the bed was fresh because my boyfriend travels for work. And so I wanted him to come home to just like a very relaxing, clean environment because both of us are like that. We love that. Like both of our anxieties are like, let's clean, let's redo this whole thing. And when I'm really not feeling well, like he's like, okay, why don't you go in the other room? I'm going to clean the whole bedroom. I'm going to clean the kitchen. Just give me like 20 minutes. And like he does that for me. And so I did that. And while I was doing it, you guys, oh my God, it's like thinking about putting all the sheets back on the bed. I think that I'm going to die. Like it's not okay. And so I did it anyway because it was still like that guilt. It's like in my head, I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. Even though like I felt like shit. So my worst mood, I think, was just kind of like, ugh, it's just between a rock and a hard place of like, I'm trying so hard and I want to do more, but I can't. Like I thought about going to Home Depot and getting bubble wrap and starting, but like, did I end up going to Home Depot? Did I talk about it on the phone to my mom? Yes, I did. Did I end up turning around and going home to lay down? You freaking bet your bottom dollar. Like it is what it is. And it's not the end of the world, but it's still just kind of annoying when you don't just like have a productive, crushing week. But that's when you have to remember you're growing a human life inside of you. And even if you're not, you're still dealing with other shit. And you're like, you're carrying heavy shit sometimes. And it's okay. A mood booster for me, 1000%. I posted this on Instagram because, you know, we're talking about how it's so incredible that I'm growing a human life, right? And they say that giving birth is equivalent to running a marathon. I actually tell my boyfriend this all the time. But what I think is so cool, and you guys know I'm such a big fan of ritual, the founder, Kat Schneider, was pregnant and built a company from scratch to take on the multivitamin aisle. Like, and here I am complaining about packing to move. She started Ritual because she really couldn't find a prenatal that she could trust. I am obsessed with their prenatal vitamin. I've actually been thinking that I wonder what it would have been like if I had it during my first trimester, because I didn't. Because I'm not kidding you, like I enjoy taking it because of the way that it tastes. I've tried other prenatal vitamins. One was like 8 pills. It was way too much. The other one just was really fishy. And this one literally is like citrus. And it's like cooling citrus. Like it feels like you're putting a spa in your mouth. And it has everything I need in it. So I just take 2 of their capsules. I have just felt like I accomplish one small thing a day because I just keep it on my nightstand. Like no joke, obsessed. I just feel like, okay, like I have exactly what I need to get through the rest of my pregnancy. Their multivitamin that I take, the prenatal one, they obviously have the essential for a woman 18 plus if you're not pregnant, and it's high quality, traceable key ingredients in a clean, bioavailable form, so you can trust what you're putting in your body when it matters most. And it's this all-in-one formulation with choline and clinically studied methylate folate to support baby's neural tube development during pregnancy. The choline and the folate is really, really important to me because that's something that you're not going to just like get, you know what I mean? And so I love, love, love this. And they have this vegan omega-3 DHA to support the baby's brain development during pregnancy. And like I said, they have a citrus, or they have mint if you don't like citrus, essence capsule. So it's designed to be really easy on the stomach, so you can take them when you want with or without food, which is really nice because, like, you know, being pregnant is just like, we do what we can, okay? It's non-GMO, project verified, soy-free, gluten-free, vegan, and it has a delayed release capsule designed for optimal absorption, which we love. So it's getting to BB. It's just like, why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Ritual is also offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/mood to start Ritual, or add the Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. I also recommend getting the protein. It's so yummy. It's vanilla, and it's for pregnancy and postpartum. And that it's just, I kid you not, I just feel like I'm like crushing life when I have those two things in my systems, because I'm like, I am creating an amazing baby. Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates, and with their instant match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it obviously makes hiring all in one place so easy. Basically, Indeed does the hard work for you. That's what I need because I am pregnant. Like, I don't have time for this stuff, but like, we still need to work. Like, we're still girl bossing too close to the sun. And Indeed shows you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. It's an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019, so you can join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/mood. Offer is good for a limited time, so claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I just spilled coffee on my chair and I'm at the point in my pregnancy where like I can't get up like easily. It's so gross when you see your core turn into like a triangle because your abs are like moved because of your uterus, and it's like I'm like hoisting myself up. You guys, I fell off the bed like 2 nights ago and it was in slow motion, so like I was fine, but it was like I try to get over the pregnancy pillow and then I have to get around it and get up, and I was trying to, and I literally just fell backwards in slow motion, and like just you can't stop it because it's like Humpty Dumpty literally fell off the wall, and I was just like, ooh. And then I caught myself on the rug and was just like, this is ridiculous. And I was alone because my boyfriend was out of town. So I'm just like, well, this is embarrassing. And then actually, while we're on the topic really quick, before we boost our mood, let's bring it down really quick. I also fell last night because I was going to get more toilet paper. I remember seeing this TikTok or Instagram that was like, you never know how much toilet paper you have in your house, so specifically until you're pregnant. And it's true because the amount of toilet paper I go through is insane because I'm just peeing constantly. And so I was going to get a roll of toilet paper last night because I knew I was going to probably run out in the middle of the night, whatever. And it was like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I'm walking and I have this thought, you know what, we should turn on the light really quick, even though it's late, just, you know, just to kind of get around this corner because there's crap everywhere. And I was like, no, I mean, it's fine. Boom. Boyfriend's carry-on is open wide on the hallway floor. I step on it. I once again fall in semi-slow motion. I'm slipping. I'm falling. Boom. Luckily, I fell onto my back. I have a little I have a bruised arm, an internal bruise. Like, this is no joke, you guys. And then I just sat there on the floor after I was like, wah, wah. And my boyfriend was asleep, so he didn't notice. And so, of course, I walked back in the bedroom. I was like, did you not hear me fall? And like, I needed like the drama. I needed the attention from his half asleep self. And then I promptly woke up this morning and was like, look at my arm. You can't see anything. You can't see it anymore. I was like, feel it. But like, feel it. He was like, what is that from? I was like, when I fell last night. So the drama is real. But enough of that. Let's boost the mood. Let's boost it. Because we can only be funny and dramatic if we're boosting our mood or else we're psychotic. You know, it's not funny anymore. My first mood booster is so random, but I think I might start getting into this. I feel as though this was such a mood booster that I think it's worth it. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the brand Dead Cool. It's D-E-D Cool. I posted on Instagram, der, but they had a collab with The Way, which is like, you know, one of my favorite hair care brands ever, like Holy Grail. And it's their like classic, if you have the Way leave-in conditioner, it's like that Melrose Place scent. And so they did a collaboration with Dead Cool, which is laundry detergent. I think they have like some other like home sprays and stuff. Like, I haven't really gotten into them yet, but I've seen them a little bit on TikTok. Like, I knew who they were, whatever. But I'm just a girl that goes to Target and buys her Tide Pods. And I never thought I would become this girl that's like, oh, I need a different detergent. When I tell you that I was like entering a whole new world when I was like, you know, why don't I wash the sheets with this? It smells so fucking good. Like, even still, when I walk into my bedroom, it's like very subtly I can smell it. It's not like overpowering. You're not gonna feel like, oh my God, there's like perfume everywhere. But when I tell you, like, I at first was only washing the sheets, and then it smelled so good when I like took them out of the wash to put in the dryer that I was like, I'm getting the fucking duvet cover. Like this needs to be a whole situation. Absolutely obsessed. Like, I think the little compromise we can make is that it's a little like expensive, probably. Actually, I don't know how much more it is than Tide Pods. It might actually be the same exact thing. But I decided, like, okay, what if that's, like, the sheets and the towels, like, detergent? And then, like, we just use the Tide Pods for, like, all the clothes and stuff so we can, like, make it last longer. I feel like that's kind of a good compromise because also I don't think my boyfriend wants his clothes to smell like that. Because I was like, don't the sheets smell amazing? Don't the sheets smell amazing? He was like, it just kind of smells like you. And then I smelled it and I was like, oh, yeah, it just smells like my hair, which is, like, still cool. But now I'm, like, I'm thinking I might be getting into, like, Dead Cool and, like, other detergents. So, like, if you guys have any faves or, like, you're into this sort of thing, let a sister know. My next mood booster is I got my little reading light on Amazon, aka the, like, thing you clip to your hardcover paperback book and it's a light so that you can read in the night. That was, like, the only thing that was missing from this, like, paperback journey that we're on. And I'm really glad that I got it because A, it's, like, not expensive at all. B, it's going to just, like, help me keep my reading journey flowing, because if I can only read when it's light outside, sometimes I feel like I'm not really supposed to be watching as much TV as I do when I go to sleep. So I got it and it, like, actually made me finish my book faster because I did a big chunk at night, woke up in the morning and just finished it. I finished Happy Place by Emily. Did I say this on the podcast last week? I said Emily Oster, which is, like, literally not the right author. What's her name? I can't remember, but you guys know it's Happy Place. It's the book lovers girl, the beach read girl. I didn't love it. If it was a movie, it would be, like, very enjoyable and good. But since it's a book, it's, like, I almost need, like, a page turner. I need drama and, like, what's going to happen. And I just felt like I knew what was going to happen the whole time. And it was almost just, like, you're just reading it to read it and just, like, enjoy it, which I get is the point of reading. But, like, I need drama. Like, I need more. I need you to engage. Like, I think it's, I don't know what's wrong with me, but, like, I just needed more. So anyway, the light was a mood booster though, because now we can do Kindle and we can do paperback any time of day. And then my last mood booster, I have to say, is getting ready. And what I mean by that is, you guys know I'm such a person to roll out of bed, maybe forget to brush her teeth, just start working or doing whatever, like running around. I mean, I'm literally sitting here. I've rolled out of bed. I have coffee spilled on me. I haven't brushed my teeth yet. It's so glorious. And it's not what I want you to imagine me looking like absolutely fabulous right now. It's going to boost your mood more. I just, like, had this thought of, like, I really can't feel gross right now, which is something we always go back and forth about. And by we, I mean, like, me telling you about my sorrowful life. What? Okay, Lauren, shut up. So, like, I'll actually, like, put jewelry on and just, like, brush my hair and make sure, like, I look, like, put together, even if I'm not wearing makeup. But if I do wear, I'm wearing makeup a little bit more. I just started realizing, like, how much better I feel. Like, I feel so much more confident, and, like, I want to be out of the house, and, like, I genuinely feel really good in my own skin, which is saying a lot because I'm literally Humpty Dumpty right now. Like, my belly is so big and it's not exactly, like, the sexiest, most feminine feeling ever. So I found that, like, really accessorizing, putting on a little bit of makeup, doing my hair, being tan, like, it really, really makes me feel a lot better, which is such a small win in life and especially in pregnant life. So I actually filmed my latest Get Ready With Me on YouTube. I think I mentioned it last week, but it's live right now and it is a Get Ready With Me chit chat video. It's all about just kind of, like, boosting my mood and, like, kind of more what we talked about in last week's Mood for Thought, which is, like, all of, like, the birthing classes and daddy issues and things we're doing to prepare for pregnancy, just, like, longer form while I'm getting ready to, and, like, it's literally me realizing things. So it's, like, a double mood booster. If you want to go watch it, youtube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth. I mean, I went into the nail salon and I got my nails done for the first time since, like, January. And it's just the little small things. It really is in life. Like, I have two bracelets on with my nails done and I brush my hair and I'm like, I'm literally a Victoria's Secret model. If you've ever had unprotected sex, can't relate, just kidding, forgot your birth control, had a condom break, or you're just not sure, I'm very excited to talk about a new company that is giving emergency contraception a much needed rebrand. We've all had an experience like this. It's extremely anxiety inducing, especially in your younger 20s. And it's all about education and learning and taking the stress out of it, you guys. Julie is incredible at this. It's an FDA-approved morning after pill that helps stop pregnancy before it starts. And Julie is aiming to be the emergency contraception company for the next generation. So it's one of learning and acceptance, not stigma and shame, which is why I think it is absolutely amazing. Because when it comes to complex and stressful choices around your health, they really believe that women deserve products that are easy in every way. So they're easy to find, easy to take, easy to relate to, and really, truly easy to understand. I think understanding from like high school to my early 20s was one of the hard, I knew nothing. They didn't teach us anything, you guys. So Julie stopped her body from releasing an egg using the same active ingredient as Plan B or other morning after pills. Essentially, Julie works by preventing or delaying your ovulation. So with no egg, there's no fertilization and therefore no pregnancy, and it's no risk to future fertility. It works best when taken right away or within 72 hours of unprotected sex, and Julie just launched at CVS, but you can also find Julie at Target, Walmart, stores across the U.S., and what I think is great, you can also order it online to have for the future just in case. It is legal in all 50 states. You do not need an ID, prescription, or credit card to get it. So do not stress. Julie is not just a morning after pill, you guys. It's a morning after pill brand that is working to increase access to emergency contraception for women across the country. Julie has a one-for-one donation program, and every time you purchase Julie at a store or online, the company donates one pill to someone who needs it. Julie partners with over 25 organizations across the country to provide donations to those disproportionately impacted by health inequities. You can go to juliecare.co to learn more or find Julie at your nearest CVS, Target, or Walmart today. That's julie.co to learn more. You know, we're the biggest fans of Just Thrive because, I mean, like, let's face it, stress sucks, especially when it seems to just run your life, clearly. It's just, like, keeping you on edge, and it's refusing to let you relax or unwind, but there is good news. You know that me and Tina talked all about it. There's now a way to beat stress before it beats up on you. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are here to help you reclaim your health, your happiness, and your peace of mind. We talked all about it a few episodes ago, so make sure you go listen, because Just Thrive really is a breakthrough probiotic formula, and it's clinically proven to balance your gut. So this is huge, because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their gut, and study shows that an unhealthy gut can lead to increase in stress hormones. It's all about the mind and body connection, you guys, and it is no joke. Not only will Just Thrive Probiotic help you stay ahead of things of like gas and bloat and constipation, which we love, when your gut is balanced and healthy, you'll actually be able to handle stress like a boss. Plus, Just Thrive Probiotic has zero fillers, gluten, dairy, histamines, and it can even be sprinkled in any food or drink. So it's the perfect probiotic for your whole family. So then you can take it to the next level for stress busting mood support and add in Just Calm. I mean, there's such a big buzz around Just Calm. You've probably heard it on other podcasts besides mine or from your favorite wellness influencer. That's obviously second because I am your favorite wellness influencer. But everyone's talking about it because this product is scientifically proven to soothe everyday stress. So think like sitting in rush hour traffic, encourage a steady balanced mood, so you're gonna just stop like flying off the handle. It's gonna improve alertness and focus. You're gonna actually finish your to-do list and even help get you better sleep. You're gonna wake up really rested and ready to take on the day. So Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are transforming the way we manage our modern social media filled stressful worlds. And what I love about them is, you guys, there's no gimmicks, there's no false promises. It's just real, science-backed, all-natural solutions that deliver results you can feel. The best part, you can test drive Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm risk-free. With Just Thrive's lifetime money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? I mean, who does that? That's how confident we all are. Up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more with Just Thrive. And right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code MOOD, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like essentially getting a month for free. While you're there, check out some of their other research-backed products for optimal gut health and immune health. There's something for everyone, even a probiotic for your pets, all with a zero-hassle money-back guarantee, so you can take control of your best health today with Just Thrive. Don't forget to use promo code MOOD for 20% off and a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. So for today's mood for thought, I mean, obviously, I have so many moods and so many thoughts, but one thing I love is like saving these TikToks that actually really help boost my mood, because as much as I like love going on TikTok to just escape and be a social media mindless scroller, which it's not really like 10 out of 10, don't recommend. You know what I mean? Whatever. But I do find good things on the talk. I really do. And so the first one that I absolutely loved this week was this quote from this girl, Maddie Marotta. And it says, "When I'm minding my own business, but then remember that I was the one who apologized to him for reacting to the way he was treating me." And I was like, wait, oh my God. Okay. When you felt like you were being dramatic or crazy or bitchy or defensive, like all those things, you remember, and then you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And you like beg for their forgiveness and whatever. And then you realize that the way you were reacting was only because the way he was treating you. I know that I just broke it down kind of like a dumbass, but so I'm going to read it one more time. "When I'm minding my own business, but then I remember that I was the one who apologized to him for reacting to the way he was treating me." I feel like with that little emphasis, it's good, but that's such a good way to think, because when I think about that, I remember past relationships, and it actually gives me peace and a sense of like knowing that I don't react that way anymore because I'm not getting treated like that anymore. And I wanted to read it on the podcast too, because I know that maybe like you're still in that type of relationship, or you're still learning and you're still growing, which is 100% fine. Like, we all kind of have to do that. And so I wanted to read it to maybe make you think like, okay, wait, have I been reacting and like not really being myself because of the way he's treating me? And like, maybe that's why I'm not as calm, and that's why I like get anxiety and I lash out or I get defensive. And then like, I feel like I'm apologizing for my behavior. Like, it's just such a good mood for thought to really think if you're kind of going through that, because if I would have kind of realized that years ago, maybe things would have been different for me. I mean, who cares? We're here now. But it is such still a good thing where I think, wow, like it wasn't as much my fault as I think it was, because like also I don't act like that anymore because I'm not getting treated that way anymore. So I don't feel as like shitty, I guess, because it's so easy to look back and judge yourself and be like, oh, I was such a crazy bitch, or like, I wish things ended differently. I wish I handled it differently, and so that I could have like made like a better lasting impression. So now like he tells his friends that I'm crazy, which is like, we've obviously moved on to bigger and better things. Okay, I know I'm growing a child, but still, we all like have things that keep us up at night. Like, don't you even think about something you did in high school and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, and I'm approaching 30. No? Great. Okay. It's just like such a good mood for thought. Absolutely obsessed, need it, love it. Now that you know that, you can remember that it starts with a swipe too. So many possibilities really are just a match away, you guys. Tinder is the world's most popular dating app, which means the most opportunity to find whatever it is you're looking for. And you can keep that mood for thought in mind of like, what I'm looking for is someone that treats me right so that I don't react crazy because I'm not crazy. We love to see it. But also, like, success on Tinder can mean whatever you want it to, okay? So it doesn't have to be as serious. You don't have to, like, find your first healthy relationship if you're like, no, like, I just want to have fun. Like, it's hot girl summer. Let's go. We don't judge here. We just want you to get whatever it is you're looking for. And we don't want to hear excuses, because 1.5 million Tinder users go on an IRL date, yo, every single week, okay? Other apps are hard, I get it. But you have no excuse, you guys. Tinder is easy and fun. I need you to get out there, get ready, look cute, have a hot girl summer for me. And what we love here at Mood is Tinder released relationship goals, okay? It's a new status for your profile that shows others what types of connections you're looking for. So we're not gonna have any of those awkward conversations of, this is fun. What are you kind of like looking for? What do you want in a relationship? That's awkward and weird. And let's take that off the table, because now you can just have the status on your profile and know exactly what it is they're looking for, and know that they know what you're looking for too. So there's no surprises, okay? Relationship goals is obviously just one of the many features that Tinder has released to make sure you're super comfy on the app. And they have more safety features than any other dating app, which we also love, because you know your girl has gotten catfished before and it's a whole thing, and it wasn't on Tinder, trust me. On Tinder, it starts with a swipe. So download Tinder today and explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Okay, and then the second mood for thought TikTok quote thing. It's actually a girl talking. So, which I just want to make sure I get her name so we give her credit. Okay, I'm gonna play it for you. It's Patience Tamara with two R's.
Your story, where you went.
Hold on.
What if I told you that this is the part of your story where you went? What if I told you that this is the part of your story where you win? This is your victory lap. What if I told you that? Huh? Well, guess what? Spirit wants you to know that this is your victory lap, okay? So get ready, baby. Get ready. Get your wave together. Get your wave together, okay? Because it's time. It's time. Congratulations. I'm so proud.
Okay, so like we know that sometimes the FYP page is kind of like tarot card reader telling you shit, whatever. But you guys, that made me feel so good. Like the way that boosted my mood, because I just think that I'll post them on my Instagram too, because that's easy peasy lemon squeezy. But it's just like her vibe with the music, and she's holding her little baby. And so like I just feel like I've really connected to it, because all I can think about right now, unfortunately, is I'm just so stressed and so worried about something going wrong. And I know I've talked about it before, but it's like it just really never goes away. And it's so upsetting. Like, oh my God, I feel like I could cry right now. But it's so annoying. And like I've even told myself in my head this week that like this is something I like need to bring up in therapy. Like I need to figure out how to like redirect and like reframe, because I'm getting so afraid too that like I'm so worried that I'm almost manifesting something bad to happen. And I don't really believe, like I do believe in manifesting, and I know that like thoughts become things and stuff, but I'm also just like a big believer in like surrendering, and like we're not in control. Your higher power is in control. Like it is what it is. What's meant to be will be, whatever. So it's like this weird thing where like I feel like I'm in control, but I also know my higher power is in control, whatever. So I don't fully think that I'm like manifesting something bad, but I do feel like it's not healthy to be putting those thoughts into the universe type of thing. And I guess I never feel like, oh, maybe everything's going to be okay. Like maybe this is my victory lap, and maybe like I got here and things are just going to keep getting better. I just feel like your 20s are so hard, and it's so easy for things to just keep going wrong. You keep getting your heart broken. You keep changing your mind. You think you want something and you change course. I mean, for me, it's like relationship fail, move across the country. No, I want to move back. No, I want to stay. I sell my house. I start dating someone. We break up again. And I get to this place where like everything is really good. Like all I've wanted is to be a mom. All I've wanted was obviously to be in a healthy relationship. Like I realized the other day too, do you guys remember the PowerPoint on my TikTok where I go through how I asked my ex to move in together via PowerPoint? And it's so hysterically embarrassing. I had this thought where I was like, I can't believe like I never had to have an awkward conversation with my boyfriend about moving in together. And this was even like before we knew that I was pregnant. It was kind of like we just knew when our leases were up, we were gonna get a place together. I mean, it wasn't going to be a 3-bedroom because we didn't need that at the time, but it was so organic and so easy and so low lift, like so low stress, that it didn't even occur to me. And I just got like kind of like a little emotional thinking about it this week, where I was like, wait, like that, like I can't believe that's happening to me. Like that's amazing. Like that's what I've always wanted. Like that's great. And I even told my boyfriend, I was like, I'm so excited to like, you know, legally live together, you know, like we're both on the lease because we already do live in my place, but it's like my name's just on the lease, even though we both have keys, whatever. And I was just like, I'm just like so grateful, and I'm just like so excited to like live with you, whatever. And it's because it was coming from that place of like the girl that made the PowerPoint. And I think that it's like part of my brain is like, okay, well, all that's working out, so obviously something has to go wrong in the other area of your life, you know, like something always does. And when I saw that TikTok, I was just like, I need to think more that way. Like I need to reframe. I need to calm down. Like I wish that I could just hear her voice. Like that's why I saved it, because I was like, I just need to like watch that TikTok, because I just feel like I love the vibe of it. It's such a mood. that it's going to change the way I'm thinking in the moment. And it's like, what if this is the victory lap? Like, what if everything's okay? And like, obviously life's not going to be perfect and things are going to go wrong eventually. Like, we know that. We have the evidence of that. But we also have the evidence that like everything's going to be okay. And so why just spend the next few months just worrying, putting all this negative energy out there and like making myself go crazy? Like, I just want to feel that calming. I still don't know exactly how, but I do know that TikTok helped me feel that way and helped me think differently. It shifted my mood. And sometimes like I'm not really into that stuff. But it's not like it's like a tarot card reader on your FYP. It's not like the cards are telling me, I see that someone's thinking about you. And they're going to text you. Oh, ding. Did you get the text? I'm like, no. Okay. Like, that shit is fucking stupid and hysterical at the same time. But I love it. So I'm going to post them on my Instagram. They really boosted my mood this week, but also just like shifted it and made me think differently, which we love. So that was my mood for thought this week, plus like a little extra mood boosting. And I hope that me being a shit show, a beautiful shit show, a high and low girly, a best and worst mood boosting queen, helped boost your mood this week because you deserve it too. Maybe this is your victory lap too, okay? That is what we were thinking till the next time we talk. I want you to keep that in your mind, keep that in your mood for thought, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you for your patience. I'm gonna get better. Third trimester, officially, we're here. Here we go. Love you guys. Bye.